Hey everybody, this is Mona Lisa from Futurepreneurs Black Entrepreneur Startup Program funded by RBC. You're listening to the Startup and Prosper podcast, the show that helps budding entrepreneurs on their quest to have a successful business. We wanted to create an inclusive outlet where people from everywhere can ultimately feel heard and understood while providing a special spotlight on the plight and current state of Black entrepreneurship. For the next short hour, let us be a source of inspiration and empowerment on your journey to reaching your greatest potential. So welcome everybody to a new episode of Startup and Prosper Futurepreneurs podcast about the Black Entrepreneur Startup Program. So since the launch of this podcast, we've covered many interesting and inspiring topics around entrepreneurship and more specifically, entrepreneurship in Black communities. In today's episode, we're going to get a little bit more technical. Okay, so to launch a business, you need funds, and there are different ways to fund your business. And today we'll be talking about business loans, demystifying the whole concept because we know how intimidating it can be. With us today is Kitty Belance, Business Account Manager at RBC. We'll address the process behind getting a business loan, but also the fears, you know, and stigmas attached to them. So interest rates, approval, rejections, and even the juxtaposition that we can do with grants sometimes, we're going to try to cover it all. So thank you for joining us, Kitty.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel very pleased to be doing this podcast with you. This is a great opportunity. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So we always like to begin by an elevator pitch. So in about 30 seconds to a minute, tell us who is Kitty Belance?
Oh my God. Somebody who's very passionate. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a mom. I've been with the bank for 22 years, and I believe in giving back, and I'm a professional singer. So there you got it in 30 seconds.
I love it. So many different elements. You plugged everything in. That's amazing. I'm very, very happy to be speaking with you today.
Thank you so much.
So let's, before we dive into the thick of it and really discuss loans and everything that it encompasses, we're going to start by talking about a little bit of current events. So the Bank of Canada recently increased its interest rate. Can you tell us what it means? Does it affect entrepreneurs? How do we, because it wasn't in the news, and for everybody listening, I want a little bit more clarity around that.
Definitely. Mona, it's really a good question, and it's really something that needs to be talked about. For sure, I am not an economist. However, I could give you a little bit of information about that. Since COVID, there's been a lot of different changes with the interest rate and things like that. And there's been also a change in the offer and demand. So therefore, the Bank of Canada had to put in place, and they always do that, like policy, monetary policies, therefore that it permits them to adapt themselves to the inflation. And because of that, RBC has to adapt itself or its interest rate to what the Bank of Canada is saying. And if you realize, all the other banks, they follow the path. Now you say, what's the impact on people who actually want to get financing? It depends. On the personal side, if you want to buy a mortgage, thing like that, it doesn't really have an impact because we're talking about the inventory, and there's something that's going on where everybody wants to buy, but there's not a lot of houses. And in the business side, it really depends on what the loan is all about. So it's really, we were actually just following what's going on, and maybe there's going to be additional changes, but it's really because of what's going on in society with the COVID situation.
Interesting.
And inflation. Yeah.
So it doesn't, I mean, it affects entrepreneurs in a way, but it's not so directly impactful to them, if we can say that.
Exactly. Because there was other part where there was increase in interest rates, and people, they notice it. Sometimes they take their time. They might change their project. They might invest more instead of actually financing. So it really depends on where you are right now with your project and what you want to do. But at the end of the day, it's always better to get like advice from a bank advisor so they can tell you, okay, you know, this is what can be done for you, and this is what you're going to have to pay, and this is the interest rate, and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that.
Well, you're welcome. But it's a good question, and it's a good point. It's a really good point.
Yeah, because, you know, you see it in headlines, and then people know what to make of it. Others don't. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. I thought it was a great first question to begin.
Yeah, it is.
So as you know, Futurepreneurs Black Entrepreneur Startup Program is funded by RBC.
Yes.
And RBC also recently launched a new financing solution specific to Black entrepreneurs called the RBC Black Entrepreneur Business Loan. So can you tell us more about your program?
Definitely. For sure, with what had happened with the George Floyd situation, it really had an impact, right? So RBC is committed to enable growth and wealth creation for Black entrepreneurs. The way that we want to do that is by giving access to capital, access to expert, and access to engagement in community. So RBC decided to create a loan, no age limit, because most of the time, sometimes the age limit, right? So you want to make sure that all Black entrepreneurs have access to that loan. They can go up to a max of $250,000 on a term of 10 years. The first year, there's no interest. You have the possibility to get a credit line or a loan, and it's on a variable rate. And you could apply for this loan on our website, and you could get additional information on the website. But the good thing with that product is that you have access to a banker, so we're going to give you information about that. And you also have access to our partners, because they also have partnering with different organizations to give you additional, additional tools to make sure that your business has everything it needs to be functioning. So it's really a program that wants to empower Black entrepreneurs and to really help them. Yeah, because I think we're going to talk about a little bit about the mindset and, you know, how people see loans. So we'll dive into that a little bit later, but it's really related to that. Yeah,
for sure, for sure. And it's nice to see, you know, so you mentioned the age limit. Of course, at Futurepreneur, we focus on young entrepreneurs, but it's nice to have complimentary offers, you know, and so it's I always like to highlight every new program or anything that comes out, because, well, first of all, it's important to build awareness around them all. But, you know, we talk about Black entrepreneurship and empowering the Black communities. It's important for them to know what's out there, and exactly. how sometimes certain programs or offers can be combined. And so, very interesting.
Like you said, Mona Lisa, I really think it's important, like, people are aware of everything that's available to them, so therefore they can make better choices, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we've introduced the subject a little bit. Now we're really getting into the grind. We're really getting into, you know, the episode is called Demystifying Business Loans. So we're going to try to truly demystify that funding solution. So to begin, fact or fiction, Kitsy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They say you need money to make money.
What do I think about that?
Yes. Fact or fiction?
It really depends, Mona Lisa, because are we talking about, do you need money for financing, or do you need money for your business to be functioning? It really depends. Because if you're going to put it in a situation where it's like, do you need money to make money? I really think it really depends on the person that you're asking. But if we're going to talk to someone like me who's a business account manager and you want financing, I'm going to tell you, well, yeah. You know, the business owner needs to have money that he's going to inject into the business, because at the end of the day, I love to say it's your baby, right? So if someone else is going to give you additional capital, well, you have to also show them how much you're willing to put into your baby, into your business, into your dream. So we're basically building a relationship.
I like
so
that.
I don't know if I was able to answer your question.
I like that. There was like two sides to it. It depends. Yeah. And I agree. And you know what? I would even add, it depends on the, and if we're speaking only about really entrepreneurship, building a business, it really depends on the type of business you're starting, right? If you're developing a product, or if you're offering a professional service, yes, you need money to make money, but you can definitely more easily with your laptop and Zoom or Teams or whatever, start offering your services and then take some time, rather than if you're developing a product, then you'll probably need much more money upfront to be able to build.
Do.
Yeah. So I like that. It depends. Yeah. And we laid the ground for this. Perfect. So for everybody out there listening who isn't sure, what is the difference between a loan and a grant?
And that's a really good question, Mona Lisa, because people, they need to understand the difference between the two. Because sometimes, like, the loan that RBC has for the Black entrepreneur, they think it's a grant, but it's not. It's really a loan. So it's important for people to understand so they won't get confused. Now, if we're talking about a loan is an amount that you have to, well, first of all, it's money that you borrowed by a person or a financial institution, okay? And it's money that you actually have to give back, okay? In a timely manner, you have a contract, you have an arrangement, and loans are being given for an initial reason. So you have to have a reason why you want to have the loan. However, it's more open than a grant. So we're going to talk about the grant in 1 second. Another thing is that you could have a short-term loan. You could have a long-term loan. You could have a guaranteed loan and a loan that's not guaranteed. For example, credit lines, cards, Visa cards, or you're going to go with like a term loan, a mortgage. It really depends. There's a lot of different type of products. And that's why I always refer back to the entrepreneur, to their banking, because that's where you get all the information about the multiple products that you could have access to. But you just need to be aware of what is out there, because there's so much options. So many options, you have no idea, depending on, again, what the business is all about. Now, if we're going to talk about grants, like I said, it's money that you don't have to give back. So basically, it's free money. However, it's related to specific stipulation given by the government. So you have rules that you need to follow. You have to apply. You have to fill in the documentation. You have to have the eligible criteria. Like I say, you don't need to reimburse the loan itself. And like, if you go on our website, we have this wonderful, it's been created 1 year ago. It's called Grant Match. So you can go on RBC site, and it's actually a business that will look and see, oh, what type of grant you could apply for.
Interesting.
Yeah, right? So that's basically the difference. Loans you have to pay back. It's not money that's given to you and like, la, la, you could live your loan, you could live your life. Grant, it's really money that's been given to you based on some criteria given by the government, and then you're fine.
Yeah, but I like the two key elements, right? A loan, you give it back.
Yep.
Specific terms, but the grant is basically free money. But the one side to keep in mind regarding grants, yes, it's specific stipulations, and there are also specific dates and specific criteria to fit into, yes, and when. And then there are and a lot of times there's a limit on the number of grants that can be awarded, right? So lots of. But I love the section on your website that you mentioned, because there are so many grants out there available, and sometimes it's hard to keep track and know and see what we could be eligible for. So I love that. Can you tell us again? Yeah. It's called Grant
Match. It's called Grant Match. Okay. Yeah, .com. So you could go on the website RBC. You're going to see it. You just have to type it, and it's going to directly get you on the website. Yeah.
Awesome.
I just want to add something. I'm sorry, Mona Lisa.
No, go ahead.
I just want to add something when you said about the grant. It takes time. So people have to be patient too, right? It's not because you apply. And it's the same thing for loans. So I just want to just talk about these two points that I find that are really related. When you apply for a loan, there's a process that needs to be done, right? And I think we'll talk about later on. But it takes time. You have to be patient, and you have to make sure that the person that's actually doing the loan for you keeps you aware what's going on, where we're at. But it takes time. Business side is totally different than the personal side. And I think it's the same thing for the grant. Like you said, there's so many different steps. So don't get discouraged if, you know, you're still waiting to get an answer. It takes a little bit more time than you expected. But do get some information about maybe the delay, what's going on. It's important that you're aware, but it takes time, you know?
I love that you mentioned that. Time and patience.
And patience.
because we know, and building a, when you're starting a business, and even when you're running it, you mentioned this earlier, right? It's your baby. You're fully invested. Yeah. You want things to go fast, fast, fast. And a lot of time as entrepreneurs, when we get to the point where we file an application, whether it's for a loan or a grant, we are expecting the money tomorrow.
Yes.
And it unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It would be great. Yeah. But yeah, the time element that you mentioned is really, really important, especially, I would say, even for grants. Loans, I believe it varies on so many different factors. But for grants, I mean, there are generally committees selected to go over all the applications and select. So these things take time. So you have to factor that into your planning.
Exactly.
And factor even more time than sometimes because you never know what can happen.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, once you get it, you'll be like, oh, it wasn't that bad. It was worth the time. But it's true, like in everything you do, right? The process is long. But once you get there, you're like, I did this. I did this for myself. I did this for my business.
Very true. Very true.
It shows your commitment. It shows how much you engage, how much you want this, you know? So, yeah.
And speaking about time, right? Everything is about timing.
Yes.
And I know this might be a little bit difficult to answer, but you're very good with giving different sides and on. But when
thank you.
Good time or right time to get a loan for your business?
Mm-hmm. Anytime. If you think about it, right? You have a project, you want to make it happen, you do your financial planning, you look at the cost and everything, and you want to get there. The earliest that you get your banker involved, the earliest we can help you plan, right? So because when you're going to want some financing, the banker is going to tell you what you need in order for your loan to be accepted, what the documentation that you need to submit in order to make it happen. So anytime is good, because sometimes you have like startups who are just starting and they don't know where to start and they do need the guidance. So the minute that they have the guidance at the earliest, it's great. And you also have businesses that are like an expansion. So they need like financing also, and they need guidance. So I really believe it's all about the guidance, and it's okay. Don't be afraid to go and get it, right? And your banker is going to tell you where you're at, in which phase and what you need to do. And okay, yeah, we're going to go and get like a short-term loan for the moment because you just need like working capital. Oh, you want to buy a mortgage? What does it need? What type of documentation you need? Where we're at? The funds, etc., etc. So I don't think there's a thing of time. I just think that people tend to think, oh my God, it's too early, or oh my God, it's too late. No! Go knock at that door, go get that information, and then they will tell you, okay, this is where you are with your project, and this is what can be done, and they will guide you.
So what I'm hearing basically is to not be afraid to go ask questions, understand what's out there, and expose where we're at with your business, because it's always a good time to do that. And then when we get the proper guidance, then we can know, okay, we can apply for a loan now, or we should wait to get to this number or this phase in our planning so that it would make more sense and we can get more potentially.
Yes.
So going out there, and it's true, you know, entrepreneurs tend to be afraid, and you said something very important. Oh no, it's too early, or it's not the time, or I'm not sure. Well, it's okay not to be sure. And it's not because you go see an advisor right away or you look at different programs that you are going to apply tomorrow, right?
That's
you're gathering the information and then you're preparing, because another element you mentioned is planning.
Yes.
Right? It's always a good time to gather information, but once you're ready to apply, you need documents before that, and you need to have planned, because
you do.
If you're requesting an X amount of money for your business, you need to be able to show how you're going to be able to pay it back, because we remember loans, you give it back. Grants is free money, but for loans, you have to give it back.
That's right.
So you have to generate revenue. So you have to show, right, and build a solid case for your business.
That's
and that takes time, and you can get guidance for that too. But yeah, all of that to get into there. Okay, so you would say any time is good to
anytime.
Get the guidance.
Anytime. And if we're going to talk about the fear factor, I love to say put it in your backpack and still go forward. Don't let fear stop you from going where you need to go or getting everything that you need. fear is always there, but you'll see that, oh, at least you didn't listen to it, but you still got what you wanted. And by getting guidance and advice at the beginning, what also can occur is that we can actually enter partners. Because of the project itself, you never know. Maybe I could advise you with an accountant. I could advise you with somebody who specializes in doing financial planning, or maybe investing or anything. Because there's so many partners that can be part that could like surround your project that most of the people are not aware. Or they could be there at the beginning. Once we're done, we do the transition. We introduce the partners and the business continues to grow. So I feel like there's like there's some way that we follow the client from the A to Z. And I mean, these are like advices that are available. So why not take advantage of it, right?
I love that. Mm. We have to take advantage of everything that's out there. And we don't do that enough.
Exactly. It's there. Like, I mean, we live in a time where we have access to so much information, so much resources. Just the fact that we're doing this podcast, right? Well, we get a chance to give more information to anybody's going to listen to it. And I mean, if it permits to change the life of one person, Mona Lisa, I feel like we've done what we were supposed to do. So why not? I mean, when I was younger, we didn't have that. So today we have it. I just feel like we're making history. And I mean, if we can help people by doing so, why not?
I love that. I 100% agree with what you're saying. Love it. And so it's true, we have to take advantage of what's out there. We have to ask questions and get guidance. So what would be, like, what are key elements to ask, right? Yes. When there's a loan offering or anything? Or can you give advice around that?
Well, for sure, when you're an entrepreneur and you need financing, there are some documents that you need, okay? And sometimes people, they think it's not as important, but it's super important. Because, first of all, you need a financial plan, okay? So we need to know, what is your business about? How is this business going to generate revenue? Why are you doing this business? But the one key element that's even more important is the experience of the business owner. And sometimes people, they don't think it's super important, but that could help mitigate a financing. Because we have situation where clients, they also, because by default, we go into the credit bureau, and sometimes there's some reason why the credit bureau is not as high it should be. But when you base yourself on the experience of the entrepreneur, you're like, oh, this person really knows his business. This person's been doing this for a long time. Oh, we can really see that there's a history. So this really gives like a leverage to the business. So people sometimes they don't think that their experience as the business owner is important, but it's super important. And I feel like people should be proud of it. They should talk about it, you know, because at the end of the day, again, it's your baby, but you're the one that's going to come and sell your project and you share your product. So it's super important that you need to do that. So you need a financial plan. If you have financial statement, depending where you are for the business, you need that. How the revenue is generated. For sure, there's a section for the cash flow. So your accountant should do that and should give you information about that, because it's not everybody that understands, and it's okay, right? Everybody have their own role. So we're not there to know everything. It's important that, you know, everybody knows what they have to do. And just ask the question where I need some financing. How do I go about it? But you also have to tell them where you are right now. What's happening? Where are you with your business? Do you have your financial planning? Oh, no, I don't. Okay, how can I help you with that? Okay, what about your forecast? Your revenue? Do you know how to do that? Do you have some people to help you? So that's why I feel like as a banker, it's our responsibility to make sure that we give all the information to the person that comes and see you, because that's part of our job. It's part of our values. Well, I'm very passionate about this. So every time somebody leaves my office, well, we're virtual, but I want to make sure that every time I speak to a client, they have all the information that they need. And then basically I am their point of contact. So if it's not now, it's probably going to be in 3 months. And I have to do a follow-up to be like, hey, the last time we talked about, you know, you were at that stage. Where are you now? How can I help you? How can I help you get there? So don't be afraid to ask any type of question. And like I said at the beginning, we are, well, I'm mostly for business, but because of our partner, we also talk about the personal side. Huh. Do you want to do something for your personal side? Oh, maybe I could help you and put you in contact with somebody that could help you on that side, you know? And these entrepreneurs, the, having a business is such a, it's a complex thing. And just the fact that you want to have the business, it shows a lot of courage, a lot of dedication. So I really tip my hats to them because it's something. It's bigger than most people think it is. And I think that we have really need to respect it.
Futurepreneurs Black Entrepreneur Startup Program is funded by RBC with additional loan financing from BDC. For more information, head over to futurepreneur.ca/BESP.
Okay, so lots of gems there, Kitsy. Mm-hmm. So let me rewind a little bit. So one key thing you said is basically about selling yourself as an entrepreneur, but also as a, you know, professional, whatever your background is. That is as important, or adds a lot of value to a business application. So being able to sell yourself appropriately and show why you are a good person to be launching that business or to be operating that business. So that side is key, as much as the rest that we've mentioned before, your financial projections, your business plan, and really being able to show the bank or any organization that you're applying to how you're going to generate revenue, how much. And it needs to be realistic, right? I'm sure you can. It needs to be realistic, and even more conservative in times is even better. Mm-hmm. To be able to have a solid file. And another thing that I think you said that is key is because I my question initially was, what kind of questions can we ask? And you basically said that there's no dumb question. You go see an advisor to get guidance. And so and ask all the questions that you need to know. And if we're talking about loans, loans is money you have to give back. What are the terms? What are the options? And is it long-term, short-term, the interest rate? We talk about broadly the interest rate at the beginning, but there's a loan you have to pay back and there's interest. So understanding all of, you know, how it all works, so that you're fully aware and ready to embark whenever you apply.
That's right. Definitely.
You also mentioned the credit bureau, because that's a key element about applying for a business loan, the credit check. Mm-hmm. How would you say, how important is your personal credit score when you're applying for a loan for your business?
It's very important, right? Because at the end of the day, if you decide to do financing in a financial institution and they don't know you, the only thing that they have is your credit bureau, right? It permits them to see, okay, what are your behavior in repaying your debt? How do we repay them? But at the end of the day, there might be a situation where things happen. Things happen in life. So it's not because you have a credit bureau that is less like as a credit bureau that we would really like to have, that it means that it implies that you're going to be rejected. That's not what it means. If it can be explained, that's what we do usually. If it can be explained, if we can do some research, we can, you know, make it look better. That's why I was talking about the business on experience does help. Then we can still work on the file. Because we had situation where, you know, bad luck. You know, it happens, and this is the reason why the credit bureau is like that. But it does not mean that, oh my God, because my credit bureau is so bad that I'm not going to get any loans. And the good thing with the loan for Black Entrepreneur RBC is that they actually adjusted the loan to that function. So therefore, it gives more chances to people to get financing because of that. But it's not because you have a bad credit bureau that you cannot apply for financing. Just go and get the information, check it out, and then you'll see. Don't be afraid. I'm going to come back to the fear part. Don't be afraid.
No, and it's important. We have to keep on saying it. Even if you're afraid, keep pushing. Yeah. That's right. And I like what you mentioned around, it's not only because you might have a quote unquote lower credit score or you know, unfavorable or whatever we may call it. It doesn't necessarily mean you're automatically going to be rejected, because there's a whole story behind it. That's right. You as an advisor, you help build that story that can explain also why the credit score might be lower or whatever, and also show the power, the knowledge, the experience of the entrepreneur that can also help offset the credit score. So it's a mixture of a lot of things.
It's a mixture of a lot of things. And also as an advisor, you could also advise them what they could do to help that credit bureau get better. You know, because some people, they want to do the work, but they don't know where to start. So it's also our job to give them advice.
Yeah. I mean, we could do a whole episode on financial literacy. And we know that in the Black communities, in our communities, it's somewhat of an issue. There's a lot more work to do and education to do around financial literacy. And there are lots of reasons for that. And why we're not yet at the level, we haven't leveled the playing field yet, but we're getting there. So I really wanted to touch on that element because it's really key, and it's a key component of any loan application.
That's right.
Which sure leads me to, we mentioned it's not necessarily because you have a lower credit score that you're going to get rejected, but there are still times where you do get rejected.
Yes.
It could happen for a grant, and it certainly happens for loans quite often. And it's not because you get rejected once that you can't, you know, because I saw you coming with the fear and keep pushing through.
Because it's important. It's super important.
Absolutely.
You can't get discouraged.
So why, you know, why would you say, what are different reasons why you can get rejected for a loan?
Well, there are a few, okay. When you come and you want to have a finance, we have to see that the business itself is capable of paying their debts, okay? So when they're we usually go to the cash flow section and say, okay, what's going on? How is the business generating the funds? From which different section? Okay, is it in the negative at the end of the year? If it's in the negative, we have a problem. That means we don't have enough funds to pay for additional debt. So that could be one situation where we'd be like, okay, maybe it's not the right timing. You need to fix that. And the good thing is that with an accountant, he can also give you advice on, okay, how can we fix this? So therefore, the next time we apply, we're going to get it. It's also important to, when you get rejected for a loan, to ask why. What is going on? Because not everybody, sometimes they'd be like, okay, well, okay, I'm out. And then that's it. They're never going to come again to see a bank. They're never going to apply again. They just be like, well, I was rejected, so I'm never coming back, and this is it. It's super important to ask why. Sometimes it's just that there's a section that I'm missing on the financial plan. Sometimes the financial plan is not, we can't really, because we have to write a story. Every time we do the finance, we have to mount the project. We have to be like so comfortable that once we're done writing the story, we know that the business is viable, is strong, and we're going to get the financing. So if we're missing information as an advisor, then we can't go forward. Another thing, and we're going to come back to, do you need money to make money? As a business, you do need to inject money. So you need to put in some savings. If you're going to get some financing, you need to show that, okay, well, my business has, I don't know, $50,000 in cash and saving just in case. Oh, okay. So the business is generating funds, but we're keeping the money in the business. So sometimes people, they think that because they have a business, they're not supposed to inject money. But it doesn't work like that, because every financial institution also have their rules that they need to follow. And these are also rules that the bank's gonna verify. The bank's gonna take some risk, but the client needs to take some risk. And they're also gonna see the supplies, and they're also gonna see the account receivable. It's really like a huge analysis that needs to be done in order for the financing to be completed. It's a bit more complex, but at the end of the day, that's what the advisor does. And once they've done that, they can explain the situation of like, you should be doing this, 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 and that. Once this is done, we could apply again and we'll help you get that. Or maybe we could just decrease the loan depending on, okay, well, maybe that amount was too high, but if we decrease it to this amount, we can get there. And once the business is like more mature, growing, then we could increase your loan capacity. So there are different options. Yeah. But you can't be offended if you are rejected. I do believe it's part of the process. You're an entrepreneur. You're going to go through stuff, you know. I feel it just builds character, but it's easier said than done.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. But it's true. It's part of the process.
Yeah.
And the best thing you can do is learn from it. Mm-hmm. Right? So you can get rejected because your plan and the revenue, like you said, it ends, you ended in a deficit for too many That's months right. or years yeah. in a row. So it's not solid enough yet for a loan, right? It could be because the amount requested doesn't fit the needs also exactly. of the business, because that's another thing. Mm-hmm. We have two, I feel like there's two extremes in entrepreneurship. You have those that are really afraid of loans, don't even want to get close to that, rather be trapped and not being able to scale than to even open the door to the possibility of what a loan could, you know, the impact of that loan could have on their business. And on the other side, you have entrepreneurs that are out there, I need $100,000 right away, and there's no proof as to why such a significant amount is necessary. Mm-hmm. And these are all reasons why you could get rejected, but you have to go back to the drawing board and see how you can structure things differently. Sometimes time helps because if you have more time and if your business has more years of life, more statistics to show, revenue to show, that also helps. Definitely not see the rejection as a final no and as an end of a possibility to eventually be being able to to get
because
to
there's a lot of businesses that are in the startup level, right? So they want the business to be picked up and they want to go with it, but it's not because you're a startup that you can't get a loan. You just need to make sure that you have everything that you need in order to get the financing. And that's it.
And you mentioned also the risk, because at the end of the day, the financial institution that is giving the loan is taking a risk. Yes. And you mentioned that the financial institutions need to see that the entrepreneur is also taking a risk.
That's right.
And so investing either savings, we're not saying invest all of your savings, but that there's an investment right on the side the entrepreneur, and there's a thought process behind it all. So that's also important. Now I want to get your advice and point of view, right? We mentioned having two extremes in entrepreneurship, and if we even focus more so on the Black communities, there seems to be a lot of stigma around borrowing money, credit. Stigma and lack of knowledge, right? Because then we mentioned financial literacy early on, and a general aversion to risk.
That's right.
And we've been talking about how helpful business loans can be when you're in the position to apply for them.
That's right.
How do you think we can help change that mentality?
It's such a good question, Mona Lisa, and I think if we've talked about everything, we need to go back to the root of everything to know why we think a certain way, why we do things a certain way. And I love to say, I believe that knowledge is power. With that, you can do anything. And with that, you can make better choices. You can make better choices for yourself. You can make better choices for your family and everybody around you. So if you have that knowledge, then you become an ambassador. And I'm not saying that like people don't have the knowledge, but sometimes we need to go and get that information, that because it's going to give us access. It's like going to open doors. you know? It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to do something about it, but at least you know. You know what's out there. You know what this bank is offering. You know what the government is doing. So therefore, when you're going to be making your choices, you're going to have more chances of making sure that these projects are going to complete themselves. So I think that the fear sometimes is just to just try. And
so we talked about the two extremes that I mentioned earlier in entrepreneurship, but in the Black communities, there's a stigma around borrowing money, around credit. There's also a little bit, you know, a lack of knowledge and a general aversion to risk. How do you think we can change that?
I think it is such an important part of the podcast because I do believe that we need to go back to the roots of everything. And I love to say that knowledge is power. If you have the knowledge, then you're able to make better choices. It opens doors. So I think it's super important that you are aware of what's out there. So therefore, you can have more choices and not to be afraid. Like we said at the beginning, there are no dumb questions. And I mean, for sure that we surround ourselves also with people that do have a type of knowledge, but do they necessarily have the knowledge that you need as an entrepreneur? Sometimes it's important to go outside of your circle to get that information that's going to help your business go to another level. And it's not saying that you're putting your friend on the side. It's just because you need additional information that they can give you. And once you have that information, you yourself, you become an ambassador. You have information that you can share with other people who are ever interested in that information, and you can also influence the next generation. So if we're going to break like generational mindset and things like that, then we have to do things differently. I'm not saying that we're not successful, but I think that we could be more successful by making choices and sharing that knowledge. Whatever type of knowledge it is, you need to share it because it creates a society that is more knowledgeable, that can make better choices, that can go further. And as a Black woman, I think it's super important. That's what I also tell to my daughters. I want them to be aware of the information. I want them to go further. I want them to go knock at doors. Even though sometimes they're like, oh, mommy, I don't want. I'm like, it's okay. You have to do it. I did it. I'm an ambassador. I'm an influencer. I've done it. If I've done it, you can do it. And I really think that's how we're going to be able to change the mentality one step at a time. We're not going to do it like it's going to be huge, but it's going to be done like baby steps. But we have to get that knowledge.
I love what you're saying. You know, it's a little bit of what we're trying to do with this podcast, mm-hmm. with this episode, yeah. even more specifically,
yeah.
Because we have to talk about it. We have to deconstruct. We have to explain mm-hmm. And share the knowledge and be ambassadors. So I couldn't agree more with what you said. And I really hope that to everybody out there listening, that we, you know, inspired them and informed them, and maybe they'll share, and then, you know, we'll have done our little part, you know, our little part.
That's
there.
That's right. I'm sure.
Yeah. Cause that's where it all starts. But I'm yeah. happy to, I'm happy about the times that we're living in right now. Just the fact that you and I are sitting here talking that's about right. this, explaining, changing and everything else that's happening, in our communities in the world. I mean, there are lots of bad, horrible things yeah, happening in the world right yeah. now, of course. But with regards to these topics, this sort of awakening has shed a lot of light on different issues right. and we're truly, truly addressing them right now. And I'm also excited to see, because, you know, in recent years, I believe it was 2021, I get confused because with the pandemic, it's like yes. time froze, right?
Exactly.
But I'm pretty sure it was in 2021. There were finally studies around Black entrepreneurship in Canada, some were specifically towards women. And generally speaking, in all of these studies, it showed that more often than not, yeah. Black mm-hmm. entrepreneurs would resort to bootstrapping, personal financing, right. and a very, very small percentage would go towards loans.
That's right.
And And I think a consequence of that is that there was a very low percentage also that generated mm-hmm. larger revenues. So I'm excited to see more of these studies come in the years to come, and to see how everything that's happening will have impacted positively, and for our communities to really take advantage of the resources that are out there and get ready mm-hmm. for that. Mm-hmm. It was so interesting talking to you, Kitsy. So many nice things. If I can just maybe wrap up with the key jewels mm-hmm. that you gave mm-hmm. us today. Of course, it's okay to be afraid, but to push through.
Yes.
Right? Push through fear.
Push through.
To not be afraid to ask questions. There is no dumb mm-hmm. questions. And to go get the resources you need. There's no specific time to get information about a loan or even apply. You go at any That's moment right. and your advisor will help you mm-hmm. And give you the right resources and even connect you with other professionals that you That's might right. need. Right?
Yeah.
So yes, I hope that we inspired our audience. I'm very, very excited. This episode is very important to me because it's key. Knowledge is power, as you said. Mm-hmm. If I could give you the final words, a little bit like we started, a short 30 second to 1 minute. And you gave a lot, so it'll be probably a summary, or maybe you're gonna bless us with another amazing saying. If you had one piece of advice to give entrepreneurs mm-hmm. about funding,
yes,
what would it be?
Well, I'm going to come back to a Harriet Tubman quote. She says, every great dream begins with a dreamer. So if you're a dreamer and you have a dream, make it happen. Figure out a way to make it happen. Go get the information. Go get the help. Like, you're there, Mona Lisa. I am here. These people can get in touch with us through LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever. We will answer them. Don't be afraid to knock at doors, because this is really how you're going to be able to complete that dream. And I feel like as human beings, we need that. We need that as human beings. We need to make sure that our dreams come true. But at the end of the day, it's really everything is into your own hand. We can't take your hand. You have to do the first step, and then we'll guide you. We'll be there.
Beautiful. Now, that was too good. I have one more for you. you were sure. I ended with a quote. It was amazing. It's just because you were speaking. I'm like, there's one last question, and I feel like you're going to give.
Go ahead.
You know?
Go ahead.
We talked about so many things, right? We talked about what a loan you can go at any point. But why would you need a business loan?
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned at the beginning that some people, they will take huge loan, and some other people, they're like so sure they don't want to take the loan. Just feeling like that, it should be something that tells you, I need help. And I just want to make sure that it doesn't say that you don't know how to manage a business. Actually, you're really doing a good job. But imagine if you get additional help to give you that leverage, so that stress level, we can take it and we can decrease it, and you could see your business get to another level that you never thought it could get to, because you are in your sandbox, right? But we're here to show you, hey, we can expand that sandbox. We can help you go to other levels. You could go internationally. How can we help you get there? You've been doing a good job. Now, we're going to help you. We have people that can help you. That's why you need help.
Love
and
it.
Financing and partners and everything around it. Go and get it.
Love it. Preach, as they say. Thank you so much, Kitsy. I had so much fun with this episode. Thank you to the audience. Thank you for listening to the Startup and Prosper podcast. Be sure to visit www.futurepreneur.ca/BESP for more information. And please subscribe. This podcast is available on all streaming platforms. Once again, thank you, Kitsy, and thank you to everybody listening. You have just listened to Futurepreneur's Startup and Prosper podcast with your host, Mona Lisa. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast on all streaming platforms. And for more information on Futurepreneur's Black Entrepreneur Startup Program funded by RBC, make sure to head over to futurepreneur.ca/BESP.